So ends the story of the strange and evil experience of the Invisible Man. And if you would learn more of him, you must go to a little inn near Port Stowe and talk to the landlord. The sign of the inn is an empty board, save for hat and boots, and the name is the title of this story. I caught sight of her at the play, and in answer to her beckoning, I went over during the interval and sat down beside her. It was long since I had last seen her, and if someone had not mentioned her name, I hardly think I would have recognized her. She addressed me brightly. "Well, it's many years since we first met. How time does fly! We're none of us getting any younger." One evening, Goblin said,
"Ghost, let's go for a walk."
"Now,"
said Ghost,
"it's very late."
"I know," said Goblin, "but I feel like walking."
"All right, I'll go with you."
"It's very dark out," said Ghost.
"Yes," said Goblin, "but I'm not scared."
"Neither am I," said Ghost.
And off they went.